Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, beautiful. I've been thinking, isn't it funny that we both have monosyllabic names? Listen, I hope you're having a great time at home. Sorry if I'm disturbing you, and don't feel like you have to reply straight away. It's just, I don't play games. I like talking to you, and I have so much I want to say. Tell me more about your dad. I don't know anything about mine, only that he was a carpenter. See, at home we have this beautiful container for our washing machine, like a small house. It's made out of these planks of wood to disguise it. Even though everyone has a washing machine, it's nothing to be embarrassed about, and my dad built it from scratch. I never think about him, normally, but for some reason now he keeps popping into my head. So, anyway, it's reading week. Do you have any plans? I was thinking you could come up here again at some point this semester. I'd love to see you again. I have a solo in a carol service in the Minster at the end of term. It would be cool if you came, and likewise, if you have any public performances in London, I'd love to watch. Although obviously not if it clashes. I've never met a jazz musician before. We could probably learn a lot from each other. Maybe we could do a duet at some point. I've always thought Immortal Invisible has the potential for an amazing walking bassline. The carol service, though, it's pretty awesome. It's my third one. Choir's the reason we moved to York in the first place, me and Mum. It's my life. Very romantic, too, with the candlelight and the community right up Lydia Street. Speaking of Lydia, I've not seen her at all. She hasn't come out of her room, and she's not reading my messages. A few things have come up, and to be honest, I'd love to talk to her about the, you know, what I said in my last message about me being, about Lydia thinking that I might be the real deal. I know you said not to bring it up with her, but I can't stop thinking about it. Like, if it were true, if someone is Jesus, how would they know? Because my mum has always thought I'm special, but I always thought that that was more to do with my vocal range. And it's happened to me more than once. On a night out, all I ask for is a tap water, and I get a white wine. And what if that was nothing to do with the bar staff? What if it was me? How do we know what's real and what's just coincidence? Did someone tell Jesus before that he was God, or... Like, I'm not expecting a Twitter DM, but the thing is, I wouldn't be dwelling on it if there wasn't a part of me that thought it could be true. Oh, I don't know. I think I have to message her, don't I? Anyway, take care, beautiful. I hope you're sleeping soundly. Talk to you soon. Hello, Lydia. Jesus here. Just checking in. I hope you're good. I'd love to talk to you, just whenever you get a sec, but ideally you'll get a sec soon, if you get me. Also, I'll obviously sort it, but just to let you know, there are silverfish in the Tupperware cupboard. Could be an infestation. I don't want to tread on your toes if you do want to deal with it, but also, as Meg quite rightly said, you are not my servant. I mean, if the rumours are true, I am yours, so... Cheers, Lydia. You're a star. Hi again, Lydia. Just occurred to me that you might misinterpret silverfish. I did just mean silverfish, the pest, not the Christian car stickers.
Hey, Lids. It's me. I'm in the garden at home. So nice and sunny here. There's still time for you to get the train down. I just wanted to say hi. And also, I'm feeling a bit blur because of everything. And, like, it's fine if you don't want to talk to me on the phone, but you haven't been on WhatsApp for ages, and, well, should I worry? I know you're probably just busy or trying, I don't know, to live a screen-free life or something, but then the other part of me is panicking. Did you ever replace your hairdryer? God, I can't remember if I told you, but my dad's have a parrot now. Keeps trying to get my attention. Basically, this woman at dad's work went on holiday and asked if he'd look after it, and then she just never came back from holiday. No one knows where she went. So now they have this parrot. It's called John. Apparently she named it after someone in HR. Some kind of office in-joke. Kill me if I ever get an office job, yeah? Anyway, it feels a bit pathetic messaging you to see if you've died, because if you were dead, well, yeah, but I didn't want to text again. And Sam said you haven't been out of your room. I'm low-key freaking out because this can't just be about... Like, okay, but if this is about Sam, then I genuinely didn't know who he was, Lids, when we... You know me, I'm not a total dick. But at the same time, isn't this a bit of an overreaction? You did leave me there. And I'm sorry if you think, like, I know I'm not perfect, okay? And yeah, I'm a mess. I'm not a good person. And I was just feeling so shit about Mike again. And maybe you do hate me, but I hate myself even more. Like, if I could, I would do anything not to care. But it was just an easy thing to make myself feel better. To not feel. I just needed... It was only sex. This is shit, okay? I miss you. I wish you'd speak to me. I want to talk to you about this properly, because, yes, okay, I know I just said it was only sex then, but, like, I thought Sam was going to be a weirdo from everything you said. And at first, well, he's a lot, isn't he? But we've been talking, and he's the opposite of Mike. I mean, he actually talks, not just in memes, and he's nice to me. I think he likes me. He's not like the others. He's not like anyone I've ever met before. And I could almost actually get excited, but I'm also stressed. And I hate you being angry at me. I just... Please let me know you're alive. And the hair dried and... Okay. Okay, bye.
Hello, beautiful. I'm just in a break from rehearsals. It's all amping up this side of Christmas. If I'm honest, it's hard to concentrate. Everything about this place reminds me of you now. Sorry, my voice has gone a bit. Hang on. Okay, still got it. Of course I'll look out for Lydia. I've still not seen her, though. It's a bit infuriating. You're not the only one who wants answers. I hope you don't mind me leaving you these voice messages. I like talking to you every time I speak. It helps me work things out, because I have a lot. I wasn't going to go into this now, but if I can be honest for just a minute, I'm getting in my head a lot. I don't know if it's because of us. I've never felt this way before, but also, ever since I met you, this Jesus idea, it's a hard thing for anyone to get out of their head, let alone someone who is, well... me. Because I am head chorister, and I think until now I've just been existing, moving through life like, no, not a normal person, still a gifted person. I passed my driving test with no minors, second time, but I've always wondered if there might be something more. And I've never known what that is or what to believe in, but Meg, beautiful, you've got me thinking, what if? What if the thing I should be believing in is me? Maybe I'm just burnt out from freshers. I'm going home tonight to see my mum, but here's something. My 18th birthday, last April, my friends locked me in the bathroom and I passed out. I didn't think anything at the time. It's the kind of thing they do. It's actually one of the reasons I applied to university to try and distance myself a bit, but the next day, the bathroom door had vanished. I was free. And I figured they'd stolen it, but usually they own up to their pranks. A pride thing. But they didn't this time. They had no idea where it had gone. And of course Mum was livid, because she finds things like this quite triggering, because the door is anything made of wood, you know, because of my dad. But what if it was something else? What if it meant something and I didn't see it at the time? Was that my resurrection? Not that the bathroom is the same as a cave, but I need to see you. One of you. I could go crazy here. You can't tell a guy that he's the Messiah and expect him to carry on as... Sorry. I was saying, you can't tell a guy that he's the Messiah and expect him to carry on as normal. I'd better go now. They need me. Of course they do. I'll talk to you later, though, and I'll text you if I see Lydia. Bye, beautiful.
Hey, Lids. It's me. This isn't funny. I know you're not dead because Sam texted me and said he saw you. He said you were with your dad. Is that true? I think it is, because he said you have the same hands. What's he doing there? What's actually going on? Is this about Sam? I feel like it is, and look, I said I'm sorry, okay, but Lids, surely it's not worth this. Look, I'm worried. I don't want you to get hurt. I just want to know you're okay, and your daddy's... Just be careful. Don't expect too much, okay? So much is going on. Sam keeps saying this stuff that I don't get, and I think you would. And I'm going to the pub tonight with Jade, and I think Mike's going to be there. But I can't just stay inside forever, can I? And I've moved on. Anyway, like, big time, but I still... I didn't mean to have a go. I just wish you were here. And... Are we okay, Lids? Okay, well... Get back to me, and speak to you soon.
Hey, beautiful. I know you're out tonight. Say hi to your friends for me. And if your ex is there, remember that a singer far away thinks you're pretty special. Listen, Mum really wants to meet you. I told her all about you at dinner, how you're a musician and about your toe rings, and then she got all nostalgic. She's always nostalgic in the holidays, and I didn't even instigate this, by the way. She just recalled it as a complete coincidence, but she said once, when I was young, it did seem like I walked across the bathwater. I was 3, so I can't remember it, obviously, and she didn't film it because it was the early millennium, so did it even happen, you know? What if it did, Meg? What if it did? And another thing, earlier I was getting money out and this dog was staring at me. I think it must have known, because animals have a sense for stuff like this, don't they? The same way they predict earthquakes. Also, I thought of a way for us to get Lydia back on side. Just call me the Good Shepherd. Hello girls, welcome to our new group chat. I figured I know what's going on here, and I think I can fix it. Meg, you're feeling frustrated because Lydia isn't returning your calls and she obviously bailed at the last minute on your reading week plans. And you feel betrayed because she's spending time with her dad now when, according to you, he's behaved pretty badly in the past, yet she's ignoring you, her best friend. Plus, she abandoned you in glory. Thank God I was there. I mean, we can literally thank God. Lydia, I've not spoken to you in person, so I'm just hazarding a guess that you're annoyed I solved the issue with the silverfish. When you get discount accommodation for doing jobs like that and you're feeling guilty for taking advantage of me, so you're hiding until more time has passed. Either that, or you're in awe of me. To which I say, please don't be. Not that I don't enjoy girls thinking I'm a god, but I'm not perfect either. Sometimes, I leave oven dishes to soak overnight in the hope someone else will have washed them up in the morning. And on top of that, I've made an enormous error of judgment. I have been blind to my own potential. I have led a half life, and I've been arguing with myself, trying to be rational. How can it be that I am the King of Kings And yet, there is no reason, no proof that I can't be worshipped. You saw it first, Lydia. And now, here we are. That's why I've created this WhatsApp group, so we can plan my mission together. We can begin with some blue sky thinking, a brainstorm on content ideas, comms plans, my USP, which can form the backbone of our marketing strategy. Let me know what you think. Oh, and maybe one of you wants to start writing this down for the new gospel. Hi, Meg. Lydia left the group chat. I think that means she's back on WhatsApp.
Holy Shit was written and directed by Emma Pritchard. Meg was Mandeep Dillon. Lydia was Patsy Ferran. And Sam was Cleve September. The producers were Claire Broughton and Diggory Waite, with sound design and mastering by John Wakefield. Our title track is Someday by Annie Drury, Bob Bradley, and Matt Parker. Let all the memories subside. Holy Shit is a Hat Trick podcast. Someday, and I'll